+49.
Bienvenidos to another edition of +49. My name is Sigrid Arteaga, and here we are, middle of October. It's crazy how fast this year went, and I'm probably not alone here saying that there's been so much things happening around us that on some levels it is okay that the year is ending. On the other side, it's kind of like, where did summer go? Or where did the year go? But I'm really hoping that everybody is fine and that you're having time to unwind a little bit, taking in consideration this moment of the year where we can slow down, invite to reflect. It's a time to take stock, to notice the quiet changes around us, and to think about how we can connect, how we can communicate and growth in the spaces we share. And today, our guest is Nancy Bravo. She is an intercultural communicator whose work is all about understanding communication and culture. So we have a great conversation about how to better integrate in Germany and, of course, the challenges that we face every day. We hope you like this, and let's find a cozy spot, take a breath, and let's begin. We start today with a look at some key developments shaping Germany's political and social landscape. First, the federal government has introduced the new work and stay visa. This is a measure designed to make it easier for skilled workers to enter Germany, start working, and eventually settle here. It's part of a broader strategy to simplify the entry procedures, strengthen the labor market, and make the country more attractive for global talent, especially in industries struggling to fill positions. Sadly, nothing about bureaucracy is being talked about, but hopefully at some point they will. On the topic of digital rights, Germany has taken a firm stance against the EU controversial chat control proposal, which would have required messaging platforms to scan user contents in the name of child protection. Berlin officially blocked this measure, arguing it violates constitutional guarantees of privacy and data protection. The decision has been widely welcomed by digital rights advocates who see it as a crucial defense on personal freedom in the online sphere. And finally, as the country moves deeper into autumn, the government's latest economic outlook shows continuous and cautious optimism. Inflation continues to slow down, employment remains steady, and while some sectors are still feeling the global pressure, Germany's focus is shifting towards long-term stability, balancing innovation with social cohesion. We already talked a little bit about slowing down, and now if we take a look into the culture, there's something that feels particularly German this time of the year. The quiet beauty of Herbstruhe that actually exists. Herbstruhe. This is autumn calm. It is not an official holiday or tradition, but rather a way of being that is woven into the rhythm of life here. After the long social months of summer, autumn in Germany brings a noticeable shift towards introspection, slower weekends, and small rituals that make shorter days feel comfortable and a little bit cold also. But you will see it in the cafes filled with candlelights and the families taking long walks through the woods to admire the changing leaves, and in the return of the warmth, hearty meals like pumpkin soup. Oh, I love pumpkin soup. And Federweißen with onion tart. Even language reflects this mood. Words like Gemütlichkeit and Einkehr capture that cozy inwards turn, not only in the physical comfort, but also on emotional grounding. Culturally, this season reminds us of something deeply rooted in German life, balance. This is definitely not something that happens in Latin America since you always have sun outside. So maybe it's not such a bad thing to just slow down and balance yourself. Just as the year tilts from light to darkness, people here tend to slow down, reflect, and prepare quietly for the months ahead. It is not melancholy, it is a mindful kind of acceptance. So maybe Herbstruhe is something worth learning from, an invitation to pause, notice the small moments, and find calm and transition. Before we close, let's take a look at what's happening around Hanover this week. And there's plenty to enjoy as autumn unfolds. From October 17th to the 18th, the Kids Culture Festival returns to the Kulturzentrum Frauds, bringing together music, art, and local community under one lively roof. It is one of those events where the city feels small in the best possible way. With open-air stages, indie bands, workshops, and food stalls that turn Linden into a creative hub for a few days. Whether you're there for the live concerts or just to feel the pulse of the neighborhood, Kids Culture is all about connection, celebrating the people and stories that make Hanover tick. And if you're in the mood of something a little bit more quiet, take a walk through the Herrenhausen Garden. The colors are at the peak right now, and it's one of the most beautiful spots in the city to slow down, breathe, and watch the season change. And for those who love exploring ideas, the Sprengel Museum continues its vibrant exhibition, Niki Kusama Murakami. Love You for Infinity. It is an explosion of color and imagination that blends playfulness with depth, exactly what we need as the days grow shorter. And that's it for this week's episode of Plus 49. Talking with Nancy Bravo reminded me that communication isn't sometimes not about words, it's also about intention, tone, and the quiet work of listening. So you're here in a new culture, we're all here in a new culture, in a new job, or maybe we're just simply in a new season. Understanding each other is what makes the difference between just living somewhere and truly belonging. As always, thank you so much for being here with us today. If you enjoy this conversation, tell a friend, leave us a note, or simply take a moment this week to start a meaningful conversation of your own, maybe at a cafe, maybe at your local Stammtisch. Until next time, take care of yourselves, stay curious, and enjoy the small moments that make October so beautiful, reflective. Hasta la próxima.
Why do Germans love planning so far in advance? From booking holidays month ahead to scheduling dinner 2 weeks out. And how does that shape social life here? The answer, planning is seen as a form of respect. By organizing early, people show they value your time and want to make sure things actually happen. It also reflects a desire to reduce uncertainty, whether it's getting the train you want, the vacation you planned, or just making sure friends can really be there. For internationals, this can take some adjusting, but once you lean into it, you'll often find spontaneity still exists here. It just happens within a framework of planning. So if your German friends ask to meet in 3 weeks, don't take it as a brush off. Take it as a promise that it will happen.
I'm going to start this interview with a Mexican word that it's called apapacho. Apapacho comes, as far as I understand, from the Nahuatl, something that, weirdly enough, my dad still speaks. A lot of people don't know that my dad still speaks in the Nahuatl. And apapacho means to hug with a heart. And if you're outside of your country and you find someone from your own nationality and you ask them for a hug, in Mexico, actually, when you see Mexicans, they hug you with a heart and they give you an apapacho. And you need sometimes in this, at this point, very cold weather, an apapacho. And this is one of the reasons why we're today talking with Nancy Bravo. Nancy Bravo is also another Mexican. And every time I see her, it's not only about the communication that we have, but soul apapacho that we have. We can talk about things that matter. We can talk about things that are in our heads as internationals in Germany and all of the migration process we have been through. So without any more into this interview, this is Nancy Bravo. Nancy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this great invitation to your podcast, Sigrid.
Nancy, you have been here in Germany for how long now?
24 years.
Do you feel yourself German, Berliner, half everything?
Well, I am a Hamburger. I am Mexican. and a Mexican woman in Hamburg with a bicultural family. And yes, I feel good in Germany.
You started this journey 24 years ago, which probably was a very different Germany that we have today. And you started your own company around 14, 13 years ago. So tell us a little bit about International.
Well, Bravo Intercultural is an agency about interculturality for companies, for universities, for expat people. What I do is to give this apapacho to the people, to give this hope that Germany is not really bad and Germany is a good option to work and to life. This is my work with interculturality, with my agency, and with my book, Bravo Soy Internacional. These tools help me to connect with the people.
There are a lot of questions that I want to ask you, but let's start with the basic one. What is actually intercultural?
Well, good questions. Let me explain you some very general. Berlin. You are in Berlin. And Berlin is a multicultural city. Yes? Many cultures in the same place. Interculturality is the interaction between these people without labels. So Augenhöhe is the word in German. So in the same level. I accept you. I accept the differences, diversity. We are in the same place and we can interact. This is interculturality. And then the transculturality, we can create together our own culture, the best of your culture. And we create a culture in Germany together. We are only in the first level, multiculturality.
Are we afraid to lose our culture? When we migrate, when more people from other countries come in, where does this fear come from? How can we overwind it? Because I mean, it is a topic that the AfD is kind of pushing through, so it is a very controversial topic. But as an expert,
well, I can say that it is normal. It is normal to have a group, to have an identity, to have a connection with some people, because this is security. This is your comfort zone. And of course, no, you need to imagine. So I am in a cave and I go out to the cave and all is dangerous because I don't know what happened out of my cave. And this is the situation. If you don't connect, to each other, with other people, with other languages. Of course, it's dangerous because you don't know what is this. And this is the problem, the identity. So I have my Mexican identity. I know who I am, but I need to adapt in my new environment. But at the same time, the other part need to do the same. And the reality right now is this separation. We need to connect again with apapachos.
You see, I knew that this word was a good point, a good starting point with it. Let us make a short break and more when we get back. We're back with Nancy and the apapachos. I hope that you like that word and you will include it at some point in your vocabulary and say that at least Mexicans, we hug with the heart. We do. We definitely do. And we like to hug people and make them feel comfortable. And we were talking about, of course, this fear we have when we're from another country. And I'm gonna go real quick on a personal note here because I was thinking, of course, we have the race of the AfD, and not only in Germany, all over the world, where just so many cultures we're moving, I guess, a little bit more than before. I can just think back on my grandmother. She moved to Mexico in 1930. She was German. She never saw her grandmother again. She never really had the continuity of her own Germanhood because they didn't have WhatsApp. They didn't have Instagram. They didn't know what was happening really on real time, something that we can do. And for us to take our, I can see every day what's happening in Mexico. So of course it's even more complicated because I am here and, but I'm also there. And is this something that we should talk and discuss a little bit more about the importance of maybe not being this involved in the other country or in our own country and then getting more involved where we are at the moment? I mean, it's of course a lot of mindfulness, but I just think about my grandmother. She just went to Mexico and she needed to start speaking Spanish and she needed to start eating tortillas. And yes, of course, she still got her German with her. And she gave it to us. And so we came back to Germany and we're still living that German part, but also that Mexican part. But going back a little bit to my question, how do you feel about this part that we can always watch what's happening in our country? Is this something good for us for this integration part? Or is it something that maybe we should be a little bit more mindful of and try to disengage a little bit from what's happening in our home country?
Very interesting question. I think this is an ability. This is cultural awareness, what I do. So you need a training about your cultural awareness. You need to understand today that this global world make you crazy with a lot of information. Of course, I am here, and I have connection with Mexico and with all this information from my country. But I am here. I need to understand who I am, which culture I have, and what I want to achieve here in Germany. And I need to enjoy that. And for that, you need to understand your culture shock process.
What is the cultural shock process?
Good. So, culture shock is a moment in your life where you lost all your symbols, languages, religions, your comfort zone. You are go out of your comfort zone, and all is moving, and you don't know who you are, and you have anxiety, and you have fear, and you have so many things in your head, and this is normal. But you need some tools and some help to say, okay, I am here. This is dangerous. I need to go up again. And what I can do for my integration, for my adaptation, to enjoy my life here. So culture shock is the loss of your comfort zone and the loss of your other reality. So in general.
And with this also sometimes comes a little bit of hate for the other culture because you're used to doing something on your own pace. I'm going to go with a typical Mexican thing. We come late. We come always late to everything. It's part of in our culture. We do it. So when someone says that we have to be 5 minutes before that, we start going like, no, why? Like, why are they so square? Why do I have to be, in your like why? And then maybe that's a point where you start hating the other culture, which is definitely not a good point to start with.
No, great example. Let me see. So you need to understand, this is my work as an interculturalist. You need to understand your cultural mindset. We come from Mexico. So in Mexico, we have this flexible and short-term planification. We have the improvisation. This is normal for us because our reality, because our culture, because the nature, because the politics, for not many reasons. You need to know that why I am like I am. Then where I am now, right now. I am in Germany with a long-term planification program, with structures, with rules, with punctuality. Where come from punctuality? Ah, yes, I know the Prussian values, and it is a very important mark of this country. Okay, this is important here. I need to adapt it. And then you say, aha, this is my culture. This is not me. I don't need stress. I need to know some strategies, some tools, and then I can adapt. It's me. I am flexible, but I adapt for this situation. No, but in my free time, I am like that. Or for this work or for this project, I am punctual, structure. No? And this is a play with the intercultural tools. And this is my work with the people to understand this play. It's like a game.
Beautiful how you put it. It's a play. It's let's not make it negative. Let's make it actually positive. Like, you're here, you can play with who you are. You can evolve. I think migration is it's being constant on a psychology training and constant confronting yourself with your fears, with everything. Just when you think you've got it right, you have to start from the beginning.
Yeah, of course, of course. And for us, it is very normal, the interculturalist, we say, okay, you are in the long-term perception place and you are in the short-time perception place. And okay, I understand where I am and what I need to do. No? So a little bit so like a graph, like a visual thing, and then you can relax and enjoy.
You give these tools to people. You've written a book. And this is what you do. So where can we get your book? What is your book about? And yeah, let's start with the book.
Well, my book, Bravo Soy Internacional. I wrote this book because when I came to Germany, I had many, many questions. And after, so 7 years after I arrived, I had again a culture shock. And for this reason, I investigate and I did studies about interculturality, because these tools help me to understand my new life. I have many bibliography, many books in English and German, but not in Spanish. For this reason, I wrote this book, because we don't have these tools. We don't know what happened with us in our new country. And this is the reason why I wrote Bravo Soy Intercultural. And at the same time, I gave tools. And I interviewed some people, so success stories. And this is in general, so what Bravo Intercultural is. So a mix of success stories and tools.
That is always a very good tip. And what is your webpage?
So bravo -intercultural.com. This is my webpage, and you can find me on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, nancy.bravo18.
And you also give workshops.
Yes.
What can we expect from your workshop?
An amazing day with a lot of role plays, a lot of exercises, videos, study cases. So you need to enjoy, but you need to know what happened with your process. And you have an experiment with your feelings and with your body, with your mind. So it's very, very experimental, very interactive.
That sounds amazing, Nancy. I think we can talk about this in another interview, if it's okay with you. We can do a follow-up in a couple of months, because there's so much to say about interculturality. And of course, like, the reason why we're here and how we can, on one side, better adapt and deal also with the external pressure that is happening at the moment, political-wise. But I think we can definitely keep talking and give more tools to people.
Yes, of course. Great idea.
Nancy, thank you so much for being with us today. And we hope to hear very soon from you for a part two.
Thank you too for the invitation. Bye-bye.
Plus 49. Ask a German.
Why you take off your shoes when you arrive at home? What is the reason for that?